Am I the Jerk? Which you can send yours in, amithejerk1310@gmail.com.
That's right. We got a fresh one this morning. We'll get to that one in a moment. Amithejerk1310@gmail.com. If you have a situation that you run into that just doesn't sit right with you and you need a little eval from your pals, Donovan, Matt, and maybe even Travis if I'm involved. Let's start with a hazardous driving situation, Matt. This from P1 Lori. I was driving my car in the center lane of a three-lane road during a recent thunderstorm. Rain was coming down faster than the wipers could keep up with, and large puddles of water extended out from the gutters into the center lane. The hazard lights were on because I was driving below 40 miles an hour, and below the 40-mile-an-hour speed limit, excuse me. An SUV being driven at a higher rate of speed passed me on the right and splashed an epic spray of rainwater over my entire windshield, which completely obscured my vision for a few seconds. I tapped the brakes, which prompted the driver behind me to honk his horn. If I had been in the far left lane, the situation probably would have been avoided. Am I the jerk for not using the left lane under those conditions? First of all, if you're going to drive under the speed limit, dear God,
yeah, don't,
please stay out of the left lane.
Right. You can't get in the left lane if you're driving slower.
Right.
He said he was in the middle lane?
Yes. Yes.
Then he's fine.
Yeah, I don't.
Depends
I don't
on
see
how
that,
slow, right? Like if you're 15, going slow, 20 under, get in the right lane.
Right. That's
yeah,
what
but again,
I think.
He is saying it's pouring down rain.
Right.
And there's almost zero visibility.
So a lot of people are going to drive slower under the speed limit.
But you have to be aware that if there's somebody right behind you, that has to mean that they were close enough to be annoyed that you had tapped on your brakes if they honked at you.
But why didn't they get in the left lane and get out of the way?
Get out of the way. Where... Okay, but she is saying that there are puddles extending from...
So there's puddles on both sides.
Large puddles of water extended out from the gutters into the center lane. Okay, so she doesn't...
This must have been going on 35.
Something. And it's not exactly saying which side of the street the puddles are coming from. So I would almost assume that it could be either side.
Yeah.
So this is one of those things where if it's pouring down rain like she's talking about, I will pick the lane I'm in, and I don't even
I'm not passing
because I'm not trying
to. I'll get over if somebody's flying behind me or whatever, but otherwise I'm gonna pick a lane and stay there. But I'm also, when it's that rainy, I'm still conscious trying to go with the flow of traffic and at least be in the realm of the speed limit. If you're gonna go below the speed limit, if you're terrified enough of the driving conditions that you need to turn your flashers on,
get off the road.
You need to get off the road because the flashers aren't helping. That's really making it way worse for everybody in general.
Yeah. See, I learned
as long as your lights are visible, you don't need those flashers.
Right. I saw a documentary years ago called Days of Thunder, and Cole Trickle taught me that when you can't see, just stay the course, stay in your lane, and you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You're eating ice cream.
Yeah. Ice cream.
Is that from the movie?
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
It's a great movie.
It is really good. That's when Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, no, I think she's a little turned around in this situation. It's very frantic, very chaotic when the rain is that bad.
I don't think she's the jerk.
No, I don't think she's the jerk, but I do think she might need to evaluate some of her driving practices and just think about it.
Yeah, you got to be very cautious in rain.
Yeah.
But
I think everybody in this city needs to evaluate their driving practices, not just in the rain. I think everybody,
especially if you're driving down 35E, you should reevaluate your driving skills.
10, 15 people a morning that probably should not have driver's licenses.
I almost got hit yesterday waiting to turn into the parking garage.
It's incredible.
And as a guy that's hit somebody coming out of that parking garage before, you need to be careful over there.
I still think probably my favorite one is random lane change guy who just does not understand that the flow of traffic. Just stay in the lane you're in, dude.
Right.
Like, I always get in the left lane because I'm going to go faster if I get a chance, but I'll never get it. I don't care if the other two lanes are moving. Eventually, I'll catch up.
Exactly. There's no reason to be bouncing back and forth between lanes. It's just dangerous and unnecessary. We got another car one. This is from P1 John. Cars driving without their headlights at night. Hey, boys. Love your show and the weekly segment. Thanks, man. Thanks, John.
John.
I'm sure you guys noticed multiple cars driving on the highways and byways, and this was sent to us last week.
I do notice multiple cars driving.
Of DFW in the past few years without their headlights on. While their running lights are bright enough for them to fool them into thinking their headlights are on, by not having them on, the backs of their cars are completely dark. This is especially dangerous on freeways.
He's right.
Yeah, it definitely happens. Now, this is where we're going to get into some characterizations. Most of these drivers have those stupid, again, a little bit of characterization here, please be patient, student driver, stickers placed on the awkward angles all over their trunk lids. They should actually read, please, well, I'm not going to read that part. That's racist. Either way, they usually drive the 50 miles an hour in the left lane, so normal drivers don't have much warning that they're there. Am I the jerk for flashing my lights at these dumbasses for not figuring out how to turn their headlights on? Not doing so out of anger, but merely to notify them their lights are not on. By the way, there should be a public awareness campaign by the ticket, Texas DMV, local police departments, and car dealers to show owners the headlights on position, or to show owners
the automatic position that all cars pretty much have now.
That is the problem when you go get like an inspection or something, is a lot of times they will turn it on to like the regular just on.
Yeah.
And if it's time change, you can run into that kind of situation.
A lot of people are so reliant on that auto on.
And
like
also,
my wife is really bad and she gets mad at me when I turn the auto on off. Because I don't need it. I know how to turn my lights on, and it's...
I leave mine on auto, and I never have a problem. But I will say, in this situation, if you flash your lights at somebody, they're just going to track you down and kill you.
Donnie
and I have talked about that before, yes. They're looking for that person that flashes lights, and it's a gang initiation thing.
Okay, I don't know about all that, but
it's true.
It is Texas, where there's a lot of people packing. It's that and the one-finger salute are your invitations to a tussle.
Like, this came up a while back, and Donnie and I don't know if you guys had ever heard that, but Donnie and I were on the same mindset that... Like in high school, that's what the whole thing was. I don't know if it's an urban legend or if it was true. But
no, it was definitely an urban legend because we looked it up.
They used to say that if you pass somebody with their headlights off and you flash your lights, that it was a gang thing and they'd track you down and kill you.
So the only acceptable form of flashing lights that I've ever even heard of is the, and you got to be careful with this because I've heard of people getting pulled over for it too, which we'll talk at 12:15 about getting pulled over, is if... There's a cop that's radaring the road, and you get a little bit far down the road, and you give everybody a little warning, hey.
Yeah, flash your lights to let them know.
But then if in your situation,
I
you
never
hit
flash
the, right,
them.
The right gang member.
I would never flash my lights at a car without their headlights on. You are asking them to come to your house and murder you.
Yeah, that's the aggressive part. I will say, again, like we said in the last scenario, if you're below the speed limit, please do us all the biggest favor and get out of the left lane.
Right.
Because that is for folks that are... It's not even the passing lane anymore. It's just the fast lane.
I mean, I know what the guy is saying because you do see that now where people don't realize that the back of their car is not lit up.
Yeah.
It's usually most of our roadways are so lit up and there's enough city light, you can easily see the vehicle anyway. But there are roads where that is a actual legitimate problem.
Now, I have a situation that we'll talk about at 12:15 because I haven't been pulled over in a long time, but I did have an interaction with a cop because of a lighting problem. We'll talk about that at 12:15. All right, one more. And it looks like we got two freshies today, and one of them is definitely not real. So we're going to go to the other one, and I'm going screenless. Hey, fellas. I was getting ready to mow the lawn, and the wife instead insisted that she helps. So I start edging, as you do, as she starts cutting the backyard.
Is really weird to do while you watch your wife mow the grass.
I know. It's odd. But I do know
why
of some
would
people
you edge
that,
and just sit there? I don't. People get... aroused by different things.
Yeah,
I guess.
No. Once he finished edging, he observed her push one strip and pulling the strip. Considering that it looked terrible and it's a push mower, not a pull mower, he got the mower out and redid what she had done and finished the front. Being that I told her I didn't want the assistance, I the jerk for redoing her efforts?
Man, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but that's... If you want the yard done a certain way, then you just gotta say, hey, look, I'm gonna do it.
It's my thing.
It's what I wanna do. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Cause like my wife is asked me before, God, like, would you want me to do it? Because she doesn't want to. And I
would love to try to watch my wife mow the yard.
I just want to see her start the mower.
That would be hilarious.
That's it. I just want to see her try and figure out how to start the mower.
Man, now I kind of want to do this because I need to mow either today or tomorrow. Like, hey, you want to come out here and...
Yeah. Do you have a... When you edge, do you electrically edge or do you have a gas-powered edger?
It's electric. It's battery.
Yeah. So, yeah. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, especially if you get a decent one, they're fantastic.
Yeah, because you can rotate it so yeah. I can edge different ways. But, man, I would love to see... Man, if I gave her that, like, all right, start it.
Go.
She'd be like, ah!
And not only that, but how do you use it?
That'd be awesome.
Because I remember the first time that I used when we got our first house and the grass had grown considerably and we were like, all right, time to go get our lawnmower. And just bought a house. Budget's a little tight. We'll get an edger next time. We'll just use the brother-in-law's and he brings over his gas powered. And I'm telling you, man, I couldn't get it to work. I put it down, left it in the lawn. Went to Home Depot and got an electric one right there.
Really?
Because I was like, I can't figure out how to get this thing to work.
Yeah. I mean, some of them are more powerful. I feel like the gas ones are more powerful.
Yeah, and they've got that clutch on there or whatever.
Yeah, which is nice. But for just around the house, if you're only going to do your yard, I have no problems with mine.
It's nice. And they've got these new attachments that you can do. Because do you use the string?
Yeah.
Well, they've got new metal attachments where... Or plastic, where you don't have to change the string.
Really?
Because that's the thing about the electric one, at least in my experience, is it grinds that string down fast.
Yeah, it does. And I go through spools pretty quick, and I've always got extras.
They're not horribly expensive. You can get like 6-7 of them for like $15.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
But I will report back because I'm going to get some of those metal ones and see how good it works.
Man, that is... I've got to try this.
Yeah.
You'd be like, hey, just here you go.
I'll ask my lady to start the mower today when I get home.
See what happens. I just want to see her just make one, I don't know, circuit in the yard, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Because I'll mow it different ways. Our backyard takes forever to mow with a push mower, but.
Yeah, our
front yard's not bad.
Our first house was on the corner of a cul-de-sac, so we had a huge front yard. It was a 4-hour ordeal to do the front and back.
It can take some time.
Awful.
It can take a lot of time.
It's hot as balls.
Yeah, so I guess in the end, I hate to say it to the hubs, but
yeah, that's rude.
If you didn't express ahead of time, hey, this is how I'd like the yard to be done, and then you went out and redid what she did.
It's kind of funny.
Like, I wonder if there's something that she does, there's normally, whatever it is, and he goes, oh, I'm going to do it this time, and then she's like, nah. Like, the dishwasher is a great example of that in my house.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
I load the dishwasher, and she'll go over and go, and then she'll just mess with it and move all the stuff around. How you need to do it.
Like, ours is the silverware drawer.
Yeah.
She never puts the knives in the right place. She always has them in, like, the in-between slots, so I'll go over there, and she hears me just clang them into the spot. She gets so mad.
It is kind of funny how that works, though, because I am notorious for... I could use one utensil for an entire week. I'll just wash it off in the sink. And she's like, did you just use that yesterday? Yeah. Don't put that in the yogurt or whatever.
Hates when I cook because I'm going to use as many utensils and as many pots and pans as I possibly can. If the utensil I used touched something, it can't touch anything else. So, like, when we cut up fruit for the kids, I'll have three different knives out.
Interesting.
Because I've got one that I've used to cut some cheese, I have another one that I'm using to cut fruit, and then another one to butter bread.
I'm a multi... I could easily survive with one utensil, one plate, one cup. Easily.
Yeah.
Not me. And just wash it off every time.
Yeah, not me. Not me.
All right. Well, there you go. Am I the jerk? If you've got some, send them in to us. We'll do it again next Thursday. Am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com.